So it is the end of June. This is actually the last. Tomorrow is the last day of June. Tomorrow is the last day of June. Okay, and today is the last but one day of June. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you for our gathering from the lips of children. We pray that, Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light and give us understanding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please come amongst us and help us. Teach us to know what to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so officially, last from the lips of children. Officially. So, I don't know, but it's possible something else will be organized for you. Now, for those of you who have heard it, or those of you who have not heard it, all right, tomorrow Sunday is my last Sunday here with you. All right, by the grace of God, I'm moving to another place. Okay, Felicia, why have you done your face like that? Some people are broken-hearted. That's why they didn't come for the service today. But tomorrow, I'll be here tomorrow. Don't come and meet me here tomorrow. So officially, we are, because we had a meeting with Bishop last week. Those of you were in the meeting, and certain explanation has been done for all of you. It's actually good I have to go, all right, because I've been here since the church started. Since the Soul Tomb Church started on 6 May 2001. I've been here for 23 years. It's a long time. You are not born. Nobody was born. 23 years is a long time. I don't look like I'm grown, eh? I'm still a small boy. But I've been here for 23 years. It's a long time. Do you understand? I should go somewhere. Somebody else will also come and do some more. Do you understand? So that we can have. But ultimately, we'll meet in heaven. If we don't get to meet physically, we'll meet in heaven. So pray that when you die, you make it to heaven so that you come and meet me. Otherwise, you'll be at the other side and I'll be in heaven and we'll be waving. You tell Peter that, oh, that's my pastor. Let him send me some meat pie and cook. All right. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Isaiah 41 verse 13. Now, I'm here to encourage you in this service. The aim of this service is to encourage you. All right? To encourage you. To those of you who are thinking, or those of you who have heard that, oh, they said Reverend Ike is being transferred. Reverend Ike is going. Reverend Ike is this. Listen, you should understand that you don't attend church for me. Or when you attend church, my Ecobank account, now I don't even have account with them again. Fidelity Bank account is not credited with 100,000 Ghana cedis. All right. Now, when you attend church, it's for your own benefit. Okay. When anytime you attend church, the reason for coming to church, number one, is to meet Christ. Baby, let me make it clear for you. You come to church to meet God, to meet Christ. Where we make friendship is just a secondary thing. When you come to church, you meet friends. Some of you, I know you have made very good friends in church. All right. The day you are getting married, your best man will be a church person. You will not choose your class 5 friend. You choose a church person. All right. The day you are marrying your bridesmaid, they all come from church. That's beautiful. But we don't come to church because. The reason for church is actually to see Jesus and for your spiritual growth. All right? So you are, anytime you come to church, you are telling God that I want to meet Jesus. And you see, anybody you have a constant touch with, your relationship with that person deepens. You get a good and a deeper relationship with the person. That's why I come to church all the time, and I keep encouraging you that have your quiet time. And anywhere I meet you, I will still tell you that have your quiet time. Many of you don't have your Bibles. Many of you don't have Bibles. I've spoken about it. I've said it. It looks like you are not going to change. But I believe you will change. Yeah. There will be a drastic change. I'm looking forward to the day that everybody has a Bible and you have a regular quiet time. Yeah. But today, the title of my preaching is called God will help you. Everybody say, God will help me. Say, God will help me. Isaiah 41 verse 13, it says that for the Lord, maybe let me get it from here. He said, let me start from verse 10. He said, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. This is God speaking. All right. One of the days I told you that whoever says the thing makes it powerful. Do you understand? Whoever says it makes it powerful. And God is speaking here, verse 10. He said that, fear thou not. Like, don't be afraid. Have you been afraid before? Yeah, people are afraid for so many reasons. Sometimes you are afraid that you finish school. How many of it has occurred to you before? As if you are the type they sack for school fees all the time. You don't think you finish school. Yeah. When I was in school, they used to sack me for fees. They do sack me every like. When I see the headmaster, then I just pick my bag. Because I know that the thing, I'll go. Because I don't wait for them to mention from A before they get to K. By the time I'm waiting for you to get to K, I've disturbed the headmaster. So I just pick my bag and I follow the A people. I always know that I owe. So there was always a certain fear that I will not finish school. Some of you, the fear you have is that, will you ever amount to something good in life? Yeah. And at every stage, your fear is different. Young girls, as you are growing up, you get to a point where you ask yourself that, will I ever marry? Will any man ever like me? It's a type of fear. It's a type of fear. Kathy, you are welcome. Hey, today, the people are attending the service. Oh, today, the service is a massive service. Today, we are not close. We preach it to tomorrow morning. But the way it is, you know. Today, we are not going home. Oh. You better call your friend to bring you your dinner. But we are not going. It's a camp. People have camp. But Harriet, you don't sit where you are sitting. Please come back and sit at your chair. All you are feeling emotional. I can't feel I'm preaching, though. Yeah, you know, you are feeling bad. You should just close and go. Tell you, come and preach. I should continue. I said, no, please, as if you attend some international school. No, please. No, please. Your school is no, that you see. Nah, no, please. A library prefect, you read a lot, so no, please. Fear not. That is God saying. He said, don't be afraid. I've come to encourage you not to be afraid. Yes. Don't be afraid. Then he said that, for I am with you. Yeah. Whoever is with you gives you confidence. All of you have fathers. If you are working with your father, there's some confidence. You don't care. If you enter a mall, you can pick anything. My father will pay. Recently, I went somewhere to my children. One of them went to collect bicycle. I said, hey, go and put it down. Go and collect bicycle. So daddy buy it. I said, hey, you don't understand. Do you understand? He said, for I am with you. God is saying, for I am with you. I want you to be rest assured. Don't be afraid. He said, for I am with you. Yes. There are things your parents cannot do for you. But when it is God, God will do it for you. I couldn't buy a bicycle for my son. But if it were God, God would have bought it. I said, go and put. He was crying. Bicycle. I said, brah, if I buy this bicycle for you, you will walk home. Unless you ride the bicycle home. Yeah. Then he said, be not dismayed. Everybody say, be not dismayed. Say, be not dismayed. Now, when we say you are dismayed, it means you are shocked. Somebody who is dismayed, you are shocked. Or you are shaken. I feel that you guys are shocked. And you are shaken. Don't be shaken. Don't be not dismayed. Felicia, don't be shocked. Because many things will cause you to be shocked in life. Many things will shock you. Life, including writing a book and nobody will buy. Many things will shock you. You read your own book. It's not good to publish. It's not easy to publish a book that people will buy. Yeah. Be not dismayed. To be dismayed means that you are thrown off balance. Yes, you are unsettled. You are frightened. You are alarmed. You are startled. You are surprised. You are taken aback. And God is saying that, be not shocked. Don't be shocked, for I am your God. I am your God. I was telling you the last time that statement, I am, is a serious statement to make. Yeah. So it's a very serious statement to make. For somebody to say, I am this. I said. You understand? I said. Who put the drum here? I said they should put it there. You must be confident enough to say you said it. Yeah. And it is what causes you to tell lies and to steal at home. Who took the bread? You are not confident. You can't say, I took it. And because you cannot say, I took it, when they found out, they say you have stolen it. Who drank the milk? I drank it. What you want to do, do. I drank it. See, but this time you say, you are not the one. Then they'll call meeting. Then they'll fetch water into some this thing, bowl. Then they'll put charcoal inside. Then they wind the thing before the charcoal come and stand in front of you. Then they say they are going to see some malambi behind the masalachi. All this is to frighten you to tell the truth. Who drank the milk? I drank it. When I finished, I added water. Kill me. Do what you can do. Who ate the apple? I ate it. Even some small one has remained there. Is there? Just tell the truth. I'm saying that people are not confident. And you see, as you grow up in life, one of the things you should learn is that learn to be confident. So he said, don't be dismayed, for I am your God. Then the third one said, he said, I will strengthen you. May the Lord strengthen you. Well, I said, may God strengthen you. Yeah, in these days, one of the things you need is strength. Yes, you need strength to carry on. Because you see, a lot of people are tired. A lot of us are tired. We are just in the half of the year, but people are tired. Yeah. Your new year resolutions. Some of you told yourself that before the year end, you buy a car. As I talk, even wiper, you have not bought it. Wiper. Car wiper, you don't have. Car duster. The duster we used to clean the car, you don't have it. And we have 6 months to go. But we still believe in miracle. Some of you told yourself you are going to buy aeroplane. It's one of the things you wrote in your diary. That, oh, ask for aeroplane. Wallahi, alhamdulillah, you buy it. Now we have 6 months more. Anything can happen. You don't even have one aeroplane tie. You don't even know how much an aeroplane tire cost. Yeah. But he said, I will strengthen you. Yeah, you are weak. You are going to school sometimes. You don't feel like going to school. You don't feel like going to church. You don't feel like doing so many things. How many of you now that desire to do so many things have left you? Going to school, cry. You wonder, now be this BC we are about to write, cry. What is it? The bad day. This wasi, cry. What are we going to use the wasi for? The thing they say, there's no job in the country. Plenty of things that happen here. Right? There's no importance of going to school. School cry. There are people who don't go to school, but they've made it in life. We are going to school. You are confused. You are confused. And God says, he said, I will strengthen you. Then look at the fourth one. So the first one says that, fear not, for I am with thee. The second one says that, don't be shocked, for I am thy God. The third one says that, I will strengthen you. Is God saying it? He said, I will strengthen you. He said, I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. You understand? The first one says what? I am with you. If somebody says he's with you, you must be glad. The second one says that, I am your God. I am your God. I am here for you. Yeah. One of the times you understand when somebody tells you that, I am with you. Do you understand? I am with you. It's when you are in distress. Yeah. And the person said, don't worry, I'm here for you. I'm here. Boys, we are here. We dare give you. You understand? Don't come and sit in the house when everybody is gone. Boys, they. They are there for you. Yeah. Because there comes a time when everybody will leave you. Yeah. Everybody. Sometimes when I go for funerals, it's one of the things I think about.
There are people come and talk. The person who has died is like a father to me. Yeah, me, he was this, he was that. Talk plenty. But when we finish, when we bury the person, you see that, oh, where is the plate? The cake, is it finished? Oh, the jollof? Oh. Jollof nebi akaso akan kaso kwa oh na mufa gari fra kakra oh na omo amufri kaso anu talia ni ho ho so that people started looking for food. This morning somebody called me. I said, where are you? Say she's in water region. What are you doing? Say she has come for a funeral. I said, the funeral, you are not sad. He said, oh, she's not sad because it's the grandmother who had died. And I said, how do you tell me this story? I mean, she wasn't sad. She was just happy. And I told her that Perpetua, when, if you have gone for the funeral, but this time you should be crying so that the ambulance will pass on you. People will come and hold you. It's a sign that you are sad that your grandmother had died. When I called her, they were in the kitchen, they were preparing food. Such a person, she's not sad. I understand. You see, but anytime I go for wedding, why am I saying wedding? Anytime I go for funerals, or when I'm even officiating funerals, one of the people I look at critically is the person who somebody has died. Maybe the man, you know, is the wife who has died. Everybody will go, then will be left with the man or the woman, the wife. Looking at her, I say, hey, everybody will go. Yes, and everybody will go. Like if today is a funeral, like when I was driving and I was coming, I met a lot of, even there's a funeral at Africa. See, some guy, 43, he had died. I was trying to find out whether he has a wife. But if he has a wife, by this time, everybody has taken the car. Because if you came to Ebri, if you came from Ebri to the funeral, by this time you should be going back. Or if you came from Tepa, by this time, as they bury the person, you take away, they push it in. Some people, they come to collect, take away to do their dinner and lunch. As the woman is crying, so now everybody is going. Everybody's Miko, shedding what? Shedding why? I remember the day Sewa's mother died. We're there. Everybody told shedding. You see, you don't tell people enyeshi. The man, the wife has died. You say enyeshi. Are you okay? The woman, the husband has died. We say enyeshi. Bibi what? So he said, everybody's go, Miko, Bibi and our friend, what? Bibi, all those people that say, Bibi our friend, it's a lie. It's a lie. We all know it's a lie. Bibi our friend, what? Shedding, what? What? They are this type of people. They say, when they talk like motivational speakers, Uninga Mitina, what? And yes, she, what? What? Ma or baby papa, what? Ebe ye, what? Nami Beshew. Those are the type of words they say. God, what is Nyami Besho? God will look at you. Oh, come on, for they say that thing. Well, Nyami Besho is that God will take care of you. So they have these nice things they say. Now everybody start taking their car and they are going, Now remaining you that you are there. Yes. Now the statement, I am with you, now comes alive. You know, there are people who never go. They are there. They are there, cry. They'll sleep with you. But eventually they will go. As long as they are not in the same house with you, they will go. They will go. But the only person that can be with you is God. When God says that I am with you, you should understand what it means. He said, I am with you. I have gone to take my bag and I've come to stay with you. Yeah. Sometimes I ask myself various questions. That if I don't even want to say it. The next one, he said that, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will hold you. I will uphold you. But God is saying he will uphold you. Kathy, God says he will hold you. Yeah. You see, when a man holds you, he can let go of you. Yeah. And you should know it. Anybody can let go of you. Anybody. That is why when people say, I love you, it doesn't carry water. I love you. That's why after every I love you, let's go to court and sign. Can you imagine two people who say they love themselves and we are telling them they should sign legally? Yeah. I know people who married Monday, who married Saturday, Sunday, they say don't marry again, it's over. But they were fighting over Pepsodent. They say, when you become a pastor, you hear a lot of things. They fought over Pepsodent. Yeah. Another couple, they fought over toothbrush. I like yellow. No, the yellow is mine. No, you take the red. No, take the yellow.
This thing they were saying, instead of wanting to go out and go and buy brush and comb, it became, before you see, slap. I'll marry again. Saturday they marry. Sunday they said don't marry again. The divorce is over. Pastor, we said no. Another case is in court. The only reason is that when the man eat, he doesn't wash the bowl. Doesn't wash the bowl. We said, look, I told them buy disposable plates so that nobody will wash the bowl. Now buy disposable plate. When you finish eating, you go and throw it away so that nobody will put bowl for anybody to wash. Fufu, eat it in disposable plate. Kenke, eat it in disposable plate. Hey, one day, I went to a certain couple, husband and wife. They were fighting. The fight was that the man said the woman has been serving him with hot food. He doesn't like. The food is too hot. That's their problem. Oh! So the woman told me the issue. Then the man said, it's true. What she said, that's the reason. The food she served me is too hot. I said, people are looking for hot food to eat. They are not getting. They are serving you hot food. I asked the woman that, what time do you cook? She said, usually by 4 she cooks. I said, what time does your husband come from? She said, my husband, he come from work around 4:30. So 4 finish cooking, 4:30 the man has come. And then I said, no problem. When you finish cooking at 4 o'clock, dish the food and put it inside the freezer. When he comes, you serve him. Then the woman was like, sofo. Then the man said, tie, nyasa sema, sofo, no can, tie, nyasa sema, no. Tie, nyasa sema, now. I said, fufuo, bankuo, kokonteo, everything, put it inside the freezer. When he comes, remove it and serve him. Then the woman did her face like, for real? Are you talking, sender? Then the man said, tie, dia sofo, no can, sofo, can, nyasa sem, tie, no. Oh, that was the first time I spoke sense in my life. He said, tie, sofo, no. That was the end of their marital quarrel. Today they are living happily. God, when the woman cooks, she put in the freezer. Man, can you give it to him? He eats. It's not a problem. Oh, see, this is somebody's problem. Problem is that the food is too hot. Yeah. Pizza, put it inside the fridge when they can remove it for him. Anything you eat that will be hot, you there put it inside the fridge. When he comes, he will remove it for him and then he will eat. Yeah. He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand. God will hold you. When people hold you, they leave you. Anybody who holds you has the capability of leaving you. But God is saying that, he said, I'm holding you with my right hand. Yeah. There is strength in the right hand. Then verse 11, he said, behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Anybody who is against you. You wonder whether there are people who are against children. Yes, people are against you. People are against you. That is why you need to pray. The devil is against you. The devil is our principal enemy. He said, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. They that strive. Those who compete with you, they will perish in Jesus' name. I said, they will perish. Anybody who doesn't like you in your class, the person will perish. God, sometimes children see that school. Some way that this person doesn't like you. This person doesn't like you. He said, anybody who doesn't like you will perish. Yeah. He said, verse 12. He said, that thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and shall be a thing of naught. Now verse 13 is where I am. He said, for the Lord thy God will hold thee. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand. May the Lord hold your right hand. Well, I said, may the Lord hold your right hand. And he said, fear not, I will help thee. Yeah. That is what I came to tell you today. That God says he will help you. Yeah. A man cannot help you. No man. Listen to me. No man can help you. Hey, today you are dope, pal. I'm finding it very difficult to preach. I don't even feel I'm preaching well. Oh, no, I don't feel it. Is that how you are going to make me feel? Oh, tomorrow I won't come. No, because the way they are behaving, that's the... Kat, you are leaving. Okay. God says he will help you. Listen. And in your... Throughout your life, you understand? Understand that you will need help. Everybody needs help. Everybody. You will need help at one point of your life. Shelley, you will need help. But when you need help, one of the people to look up to is God. Psalm 127, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Look for that scripture from Psalm 127. I'll check whether it's correct. He said, I will lift up my eyes. 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the heavens. He said, for whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. He that maketh the heaven and the earth. Yeah. Your help. You need help. You need help. You need help to navigate through life. You need help in your Christian life. Yes. You need help. Do not think you have arrived. Those of you who are thinking of stopping church, do not think you have arrived. You actually need somebody to help you. Yeah. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy right hand. The Lord is thy shield. You need help. You need help in your education. You need help. You cannot tell me that you are a medical doctor. Even a medical doctor himself needs help. Everybody needs help. You need help. Today, I am leaving you with this scripture. He said, God has said it. He said, I will help you. I will. You see, human beings, we pretend we help people. Everybody is pretending. People who are working, they pretend they are working. And that is that at the workplace, they are sitting there. When they see the boss, no, then they start to work. Everybody's with. And the boss also pretend to pay them. That's why they give them the money they give them. Because they say you are pretending to work, so we also pretend that we are paying you. Everybody's pretending. By your ultimate help. Listen, if God doesn't help you, nobody can help you. No human being can help you enough. Even your own parents, you see, sometimes they get angry at you. What if you did it? We can who eat once, they are more than the people who even eat 3 times a day. Yeah. No, I have the research there. Most people eat twice a day. You take snack to school. Snack. You should see my children. Their interest is the snack. Kojo can tell me that there's no snack in his bag. It's there. There's no snack. He's not 2 years old. He's 2 years car. He has not catch yet. And he's now telling me that he doesn't have snack. As he's going to school, he's telling me that he no snack. You eat snack because you have eaten morning, afternoon, evening. That's why you take snack. But why do we call it snack? If you have not eaten 3, then it's not snack. It's one of your main meal. Oh, do you understand? You don't understand? Yeah. If you are drinking Coke, you see, some people drink Coke. The Coke you are drinking is somebody's main meal. That same Coke is somebody's snack. Like I'm using it to push your hair. I'm using it to wash down the large intestines. I'm washing from the esophagus. Do you understand? Into the large intestine to the rectum that to come out of the anus. Hey, digestion. Some people, Coke and bread has been their lunch today. Today, yeah. Buffalo. As I'm standing here since morning, I've not eaten. I've not eaten not because I don't have money. It's not because I don't have money. Well, if I leave you, I'm going to restaurants. I'm taking my wife out. Yesterday was a birthday. I'm taking her out today. Nobody can say I shouldn't go. I'm taking her out. Yeah. We are going to sit down, eat pizza, drink drinks, and come back home. Oh, yes. What is money to cockroach? We step on money. What about you? Who said what about me? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So when God decides that he's helping you, he's helping you. May you allow the Lord to help you. Say, I will help you. I will help you.
Yeah. You see, it's one of the statements that when people make to us, suddenly you calm down. Hey, you are going somewhere, you see that the queue is from here to that place. Then you meet somebody, one of the officials. So oh, don't worry, sit here. I'll help you. Sometimes, I'll help you. I'll help you. You see that wherever the man go, your eye is on him so that he doesn't get lost. Oh, Wafahin. If it's a small thing, it's not coming, then stand up. Boss, in patrol me, wahao. He said, don't worry. I said, I'll help you. I'm talking about the line is from the queue. The queue is from here to the roadside. Then you met this person. He said, don't worry. I'll help you. Suddenly, he holds your hand, pass you through some room, to some room. Come out. He said, just follow me. Kept following him. Then, blah! You arrive in the middle, in front of the oil. You have cut everybody, and then they are now attending to you. Yeah. I will help you. He said, I will hold your right hand. May the Lord hold your right hand. May the Lord help you. You need help. Yeah. School, education, you need somebody to hold. He said, do this course. From this course, don't do this course. Do this course. Before you see, you have arrived. He said, you think everybody can do science? You sit in the science class and they'll be teaching titration. You never understand anything. You see that they say something will happen and some color will change. You add phenolphthalein and there'll be color change. And you'll be looking for something we call tighter value. You are shaking the thing. The color is not changing. You see that? No, that thing is not easy like that. Yeah, it's clear. The thing is clear. Only one drop, they see that the color has changed. But you have opened the thing like a tap. That everybody is saying that the tighter value is 19.5. Now only I'm 30.8. Yeah. Where you've put everything. You've put everything inside. You've opened the tap and everything has entered. It's not everybody who is supposed to do chemistry. Yeah. You sit down, they start doing organic chemistry. You see that? We started drawing flowers. We started drawing flowers and arrows. They said the electrons, no, there's something we call pollen. Pollen, that we are doing arrows. You see that? When you come and see our book, you think we are drawing flowers. We are drawing flowers. If you had gone to do home econs, it would have helped you. Yes, you understand jollof. When we say jollof, you understand that the recipe for jollof, you know that this is rice, this is steamed tomatoes, this is curry powder, this is this. When we put it inside, then you see that jollof has come. Yeah. But if you say you follow us, they will tell you to draw cockroach and antenna and the intestines. You draw the butterfly. Yeah. You draw. They say there's something we call kingdom, phylum, something. So, to genus and species. You see that you are there. You can't pronounce the name. You need help. Yeah. Yeah. Kingdom animalia. What is animalia? It's animal. Why are they calling it animalia? You never plant. Oh, plant. You go and take a plant. He said, classify the plant. He said, it's a mono. How do you know that this plant is a monocotyledonous plant? They'll never write on it that it's cotyledonous something, mono, whatever. No. You'll be wondering, where is the cotyledonous? Where is the cotyledonous? Everybody will get it correct. You are the only one who get it wrong. If you had moved to the business class, and you are doing costing, do you understand? Yeah, it would have helped you. If you are doing accounts and they are doing the law of diminishing return, you would have been better off. So quiet science. Anyone there? Science, you finish, you can't do anything, you become a herbalist. Yeah. Herbal doctor. Hallelujah. Yeah. God says he will help you. Allow God to help you. Allow God to help you. In every sector of your life, allow God. Allow Jesus to help you. I will help you. I will hold you. Hold you. Everywhere you find yourself, it is only God that can help you. If you meet a man who says he'll help you, you are looking at somebody who can disappoint you. Yeah, when I used to go to secondary school, when I was 10 years when my father died. My father died when I was 10 years. And then through it all, back and forth, my grandfather took care of me. When it was after secondary school, when I was going to go to university, my grandfather has come on retirement, no money. There's some auntie B that I know that she's she there, she has money, she's the one who helped me. When the day I finished my paper and I came 2 weeks after, she also died. Oh, now that's school. So now I've applied to school. The poor have called me, said, pay this money. I was there, I couldn't pay. And I remember that I had an uncle. I called him. He said, oh, don't worry. Next year, what they couldn't give me the admission again. So my uncle said, I should apply again. And I applied. When I applied, I was there, somebody called me. Said, hey, your name is on the notice board, though. The day the person called me that my name is on the notice board, we have 3 days more. And the person said, if I don't pay the man, they'll give my place to another person. Oh, then I called my uncle because I know that actually my uncle is with me. I called him. He said, it's a Wednesday. He said, call me on Thursday. Thursday when I woke up. You see when somebody say call me, no, first thing. Yeah, because I mean you know this call me is a serious matter. When I call morning, first thing, switch off. Hey, you don't laugh. It was a serious thing. Switch off. I saw maybe it's a network. He's not awake yet. So I waited 9 o'clock, switch off. Hey! 10 o'clock. Now the thing is not because Friday, this is Thursday. Friday, I have to pay the money or I can't. They'll give my place to somebody else. Hey, I called them battery. It didn't go through. Now 3 o'clock is kind of mamia. How will I pay? Unless the following day. They finally, about 3:45, it went through. And I made the sign of a cross. When he picked, he said, uh-huh. First, when he picked, he said, who is this? I said, oh, uncle, it's me. He said, who is that me? I said, oh, it's me, Kolete. Aha! I said, it's you. Who are you? So I'm sorry for saying it's me. If you need money, everything, you have to be sorry. If you have to, you say, bro, what I say? Say, you have to beg. So I'm very sorry. The weather, the brightness of the weather has given me this opportunity to say I'm sorry for my misbehavior, for saying that it's me. He said, what? Young boy, like you can't say it's you. Who do you think you are? I said, who are you? I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be arrogant. But if you find my behavior arrogant, please, I beg you, forgive me. What is your mission? What do you want? I said, oh, the discussion we had concerning my fees, you know, how? You asked me to call today. But I asked you to call in the morning. I said, yes, but I was calling, but your phone was not. Yeah, it was not also. I felt that maybe you had low battery in it. What? How do you tell me I had low battery? Oh, right now, every small thing is a problem. I said, oh, because I was calling and it was not coming through. Me, I feel that it's the low battery. He said, no. My phone doesn't go off. My phone, I said, I'm very sorry that your phone doesn't go off. He said, no. You can't come and call me right now and be telling me my phone went off. I said, oh, I'm sorry. So I was quiet. Hey, so say what you are saying. So is the school fees the this thing? Have you called your mother? I said, oh, my mother dear, she's out of the equation. She doesn't have money. Hey, if I'm ready, I'm going to bring provisions. Hey, but money. They said, no. Call your mother first. Call your mother right now and get back to me. When I said my mother, if I call her, the to. So after some years, so I called back. Have you called your mother? I said, I called her. I said, what did she say? I said, oh, she doesn't have money. If your mother who born you said she doesn't have money, how do you think me, your uncle, has money? Right now, the thing was becoming, but I said, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So I hanged up and I said, okay. So I made up my mind actually, look, I'm going to try the last place. I went to see somebody. When I sat, I spoke to the person that, look, this is, and the person told me, the money, how much? See, that response is also different. How much? How much means that something will happen. How much?
How much? That statement is a very powerful statement. How much? And then I mentioned the how much. He said, oh. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. He went into the room. He came back. He counted the money, put it to me. Clap for that person. He counted the money. And then. All this while, I wasn't thinking that when you pay first year fees, you pay second year, you pay third year, you pay fourth year. For me, my mind is that I'll enter keke. When I enter there, God himself will take me through. I've never shared this story with you before. So the man counted. The following morning, sharp! I was at the bank. That bank, they used to share tea. Like if you come early. First it was called Barclays Bank. It is that bank that has now become Absa. They used to share tea in the morning. One of the branches, not all the branches, one of the branches. It was that branch I went. Oh, Jack. I went to take my disposable cap. Let me GT, any tissue. Tissue. You see, this tissue used to wrap the thing. I don't know why they didn't give bread, but just the tea, you know. Then I was sipping small. Now the money, you know, where I put the money, you know, it's like, that is my life. If somebody steals the money, the person has worried my future. When God says he will help you, then I pay the fees. When I pay the fees, I went to buy bag, Ecolac, pack my things inside. Then one evening, I went to VIP and I took car from Accra to Tamale. So that's my school, UDS. I went to Tamale. I didn't know anybody in Tamale. I've arrived. I'm now looking for the school. With my bag. The school has not resumed. But I have to go and see the place. And get a room. And leave this bag in the room. Challenge me my first hurdle. So I got there. So you see, the trick was that. Because I don't have anywhere to sleep. You know, so I left. You see, from Accra to Tamale is 12 hours. So I left here. With the ninth bus, and I got there in the morning. Then when I finished my round during the day, then I left there with the ninth bus, and I arrived here in the morning. So that I don't have to sleep anywhere. You sleep in the bus. You don't bath, you day. So I went, the process, everything. I went to get a room. I paid for the room, everything. I have key, I have come. All this, I have 1 month before school resume. Say, ah. Then, every day I'm around because I have to gather money so that when I go, I will take chop. Now I was staying somewhere with somebody. Then I think the person got, but I didn't tell anybody that I was going to invest you. Like so my mind was that the day I move, I'm going out and out, I'm going to school. But I think that one of the people in the house, the person leaked the information. Then I was there, then somebody called, and the man called. He said, let me tell you something. I said, tell me. He said, me, I'm alive. This is an old man who said, I'm alive. And I have children. My children, I am working. I have a business. But none of my children, it's only one of my children who went to the university. And you, look at you. Your father is not alive. And you want to go to university. He said, if you go to the university, you go and choose stones. It's like, do you not understand? It's an idiomatic expression. A combat deal where you choose stone. But me, I understand the thing literally that, like, you choose stone. But I told myself that, I've not seen anybody chewing stone too before. This thing I'm saying there, me, I don't understand. Say I'll be hungry and die. But if you say I'll be hungry and chew stone there, how do I chew stone? I said, for away from me, so-called. I arrive in the school. School resume. Now, the day I arrived in the school, that school resumed 28 August. When I arrived in the school, then my uncle, you remember my uncle? He called me. He said, I know you are in the school. Whoever told him I'm in the school, I don't. He said, I know you are in the school. I said, yes, uncle. He said, calculate your handout. You answer, all your books you buy plus everything, calculate it. And send me the bill. And add your bank account and you hear from me. You see, when you are a child, you believe everything.
Well, what happened to Eugene? The only driver that said he thought breakthrough was coming. So I calculated everything and then I called my uncle. Oh, I've put everything to a whole number. Do you understand? Whole number. It's not a decimal point. Whole number. Eh? No problem. You hear from me. That my uncle, he talks big. He said, don't worry. He has this voice. He said, don't worry. You hear from me. We call him honorable. I think because of the word we call him honorable, he feels he has money. So we also believe he has money. Whilst we are growing up, he's the only one who has done something small. So, now I was in the school. One day, I woke up, there was nothing to eat. Now, the words of the man who told me that you chew stones, the words started ringing in my ears. Hey, you chew stones, you chew stones, you chew stones. I said, maybe this is the stone thing that I have to chew. Yeah. But through it all, every time, God caused somebody to show up. May God cause somebody to show up for you. I said, may God cause somebody to show up for you. And may God help you. Listen, I stayed in the school and I completed. A day came in my life in the school that I packed my bag that the following day, I was coming back to Accra. What saved me that day was a tomato stew. Because I had prepared stew, the stew. You see, I couldn't finish all. So I said, tomorrow, I'll finish it. Then I'll wash the thing and put it in my rice cooker. But when I woke up and I saw the stew, I said, no. And I also told myself that I will not allow the people who have seen me go to university to laugh at me. Yeah.
It used to be like that.
May God cause people to help you. God is saying, I will help you. Your spiritual life, you need somebody to help you. Some of you thought I was disturbing you when I say, have your quiet time and order. You are not going to hear from me again. When I say, listen to messages, you thought I was disturbing you. Very good. You're sorry, I know. Unless you hear it on my podcast, but you hear me tell you again. God will bring people your way to help you. May you receive help. May you receive help. As you write your BC, may you receive help. Recently, I'm marking somebody's script. I marked the script and the person needs 2 marks to pass. Otherwise, the person will write receipt. And the receipt, the person will have to pay 200 Ghana cedis and sit down and learn. And when I saw that, I said, no, it'd be nothing. Make I just add and let the person, 2 marks. Yeah. God will cause people to help you. God will cause people to bring you food. Now, when I got to first year, I had turbulent time at the university. Things were not working. Yeah. Time that you wake up, you don't know where food is coming from. Yeah. I used to have one guy. It's my friend. He's a doctor. Dr. Emmanuel Owusu Kumi. If this is my window, this is his window, then there's some... If I'm in my room, I could see him in his room. Then I say, oh, Owusu, who are Gary? I don't even ask for Gary. I ask for sugar. You get sugar. You know, sugar is always at the same place with Gary and granite. So if I get that, he said, oh, sugar is there. When I get that, I say, who are Gary? Then I feel do the soakings here. So he thought I was coming to take sugar to go and drink my Gary. Do you understand? And you see that the Gary too is a commonest commodity. Nobody refuses you Gary. I said, if Gary there, then maybe there's no need taking the sugar there. I feel. It's not the sugar I came for. I came for the Gary. He there, he always have needle, everything. Dear Kwe Gary, sir. Sometimes you see when I was in the first year, we're in the same class with the medical students, so we learned the same thing. So the guy he buys handout. I don't buy. I'm the cotton handout. Yeah. So sometimes I'll go and say, also please make you explain this thing. Give me. Hey, it's not the explanation. As I went, he's cooking rice. So because he's cooking rice, no, I don't understand Krebs cycle. So I'm there. He's explaining. You see, rice cooker, when the bread is to care, Oh, when you look at also, I'm saying, Ajike. They'll say, ah, you see, boys, you open it then. Yeah. I'll say, ah, and they ain't did here. Somebody rice, and they ain't did here. Only why? When we finish eating the rice, no, suddenly I understand the topic, I don't understand. I came because of the food. Oh, boy. How can I tell you I came because of your rice? It's this thing that I don't understand as you explained to me. And when I came, coincidentally, you are cooking. And as friends, I can't just, I can't just go like that. It's not good. The fraternity, do you understand? Then When I got to second year, that's where my breakthrough came. I went to, you see the first house I rented first year. Second year, I went to rent another house. Now, when this house that I rented, I was in the house with only the landlady. That landlady, the son is in Russia. And the son has built two bedroom. One bedroom here, one bedroom here, a common hall. You understand? Landlady is staying here. There's nobody here. So the landlady has rented the place to me. She said she was taking me 250 Ghana cedis a year. I beg, then she said I should bring 150. Now, I paid 150. Now, listen. When I pay 150, listen. Every evening, landlady will cook and give me some. If I'm not there, you see, lighthouse, we go for convention. Uh-huh. She will cook and then put the food down. Her fight with me is that she has cooked and I didn't come and eat. Oh. On Tuesday, bayer 9, she's doing fufu. When from level 200, I never went to school on Tuesday. So that you ask, Ima, what class? I'm saying, mini class. Now you're what fufu? I'm heading what class? Mini class. The only time I go to campus on Tuesdays when I have exams to write. I don't care whatever they teach on Tuesdays. But if you teach whatever they are teaching, the woman prepares food for me religion, every evening. The day she doesn't cook food, she will go and buy food for me. I don't tell her anything. No. I don't. Sometimes when we go for a convention, I could come around one. When I knock, she opens. She doesn't do, where are you coming from? You're disturbing. She doesn't come cry. Yeah. And if you're coming to visit me, she look at you, slay queen. Say, hey, it's not there. It's not there. The woman took care of me until I left. I completed school and I left. When I was coming for graduation, I told myself that graduation, I'll come and do the woman show. As I was leaving the school, I told myself that when I'm returning to come and do graduation, I'll do the woman show. When I completed the school, 2 months later, the woman died. Woman died. And when I left, another guy came to stay in the house. When I went, I met the guy and I asked him that, does the woman give you food every evening? He said, never. I prepare my own food. Yeah. God will cause people to help you. When I say helping, it's one of the things you pray for. God will help. I say, no man can help you. Shelly, the day, you see, when somebody, the person marking your BC, when he sees the name Shelly, the name son, 80%. And sometimes your name can also make somebody angry. Shelly, was it not this girl that broke my heart? Foolish, negative 12%. You don't know why English language, you add F. You understand? Everybody's getting one in English. Only you went to collect 12. So may your name cause somebody to favor you and to help you. Yeah. Maybe there are some names when I hear, when I see, well, or when I hear those names, I have soft spot for them. Yeah. There are some names when I hear. It doesn't even matter how bad you are, but because you have that name, I mean, I just like you. I just like you. You too, there are some names you don't like. Oh? So when they mention the name right now, you frown your face. Because of the bad thing that person has done to you. May the Lord help you. And may the Lord bless you.
So God was talking. He said, I will help you. Believe it today that God says he will help you. May you receive the help of the Lord in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Receive the help of the Lord. Begin to pray and ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Maraku sikabaya. Mando zibrandebe sika. Lift up your hands, everybody. Ramando zikata brandi. Me kazando barianda. Maliko zimandebe satabrando. Liko sakata brandi. Mando siaba. Kabro sike delebe. Limo zatabra sika pandelebe. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together.